the persecutor on the Oklahoma City case, and he was instrumental in making sure that we never learned who John Doe was, number two was, or why the federal employees in that, in the law enforcement end anyway, got text messages telling them not to come to work that day. So those are facts. You know, here's a guy who was instrumental in making sure that the American public never learned about this. And he now he's being nominated for the Supreme Court, so that's a little suspicious. And the other thing, too, is why would Timothy McVeigh just surrender his rights to appeal? You know,